was this year's Zion.
Behovetna Chabura Shaovat Pisho Vomru Leach Leechod Seb Bakesh Veshoit Oleilu. Rashi says, Vomru Leechod Mibne Achabur. Vomru Leechod Mibne Achabur. Seb Bakesh Veshoit Oleilu. Veholach Vemotso Veshocha. Vehem Lokhu Veshochtu. Im Shaloi Nishat Rishoin. Uoichel Mishaloi Vemoichlim Imoi. This is the reason Rashi said Echo Bibne Achabura. Mikol Mokoim state that he could shecht for them. Minola. Vemoichlim Imoi Shareasu Shliach Lishchit Mishaloim Posel Minola. The Shlucha Shalom Kemoisoi Lishchit as Kotchi. So the Gemara is asking a Kashi. Is Mevuer. That he could shecht the Pesach for them. So we see that Shlichas helps and Shchitas Pesach and Shchitas Kotchi. The Pashtus HaGemora is Mevuer. The Pashtus HaGemora is Mevuer that in Kotchim and Pesach you have to have Shchitas Bailim, and if here this person could shech for them is a raya. If this person could shech for them is a raya that Shlichas helps in Kotchi. It's a right that Shlichas helps in Kotchi. This is the Gemara's Kasha. In a second we'll go back to the Gemara. Minol v'chi teime the Yolif mehanoch from Trume and from Get ma lehanoch shechen chol etzel Kotchi. So the Gemara nafgil Rabbi Shua ben Koruch Adam Rabbi Shua ben Koruch minayin shishuch shanam kemo yisoy שנאמר בשוחתו יישאי כל קהל הדס ישראל בין הארבעים וכי כל הכל כולם שייכתים ועלי נשייכת אלו איכות אלו מכאן ששלוחה של אודם כמו יישאי. So this is the mocker of שלוחה של אודם כמו יישאי. פרק דגמורה ונכתב רחמונה בקודשים וניסו אך ונגמור מיני שום דעיקה למפרח מעלה קודשים שכן רוב מעשיהם על ידי שליח. So, stam bepshat a gemore. The gemore was asking a kasha. From where we know shluch shalom kemoso he bekotchi. Chitei menelef mehanach malahanach shechen cholet shel kotchi. So minay shabel korcho. The omar b'shabel korcho minay shluch shalom kemoise shenema b'shochto yisri kol kaladaz yisroel ben arba'im. אחרי כל הכל, כולם שייכתם עלי נשייכת על האחד, אלא מכאן ששלוח השלום כמו יישר. ונרדו רחמונה בקודשים וניי זה הנח ונגמר מיני, שם דעיק אלה ממרח מלא קודשים שכן רוב מעשיהם על ידי שליח. חודם מחודם לא יעשה את היסי חודם מטרי, and this is the ois חשבן of the Gemara. So זה האורה בפשט, and we have to know this האורה because it's a real האורה בפשט, is mekubal that is two kinds of shlichas b'kol ha'tirekula. The second we'll go back to the Gemara. Is a shlichas an chalois dehainu. I send the shliach to buy something for me. To divorce. To mekadesh ha'isha for me. It's a chalois. And is a shliach an maise on chalois. What is the case? Lo yitzuyer yesh shliach ledvar aveire, and I send someone to kill someone. So what is miyachas me? The chalois rotzicha. Was the chalois dead? What he gives me? The ma'isev yenem is misyachas to me. Shlichus ala ma'ise, lo yala chalois. Is a shlichus an chalois, and is a shlichus an ma'ise. Shlichus an chalois and shlichus al ma'ise. Chalois is kiddushin, trume, meiser, get, and it's a shlichas on meiser, retzich. When the person has to shech the korban, when the person has to shech the korban, it's not chalois, it's to take off the head. not a chalois, that is chal on something. Now, mafresh truma, I make this truma, but the ikir chalois is that the whole, everything becomes chulin. I'm doing a chalois afroshe. Hakdosh is a chalois afroshe. A shchita is a peula. It's a din that the bailim has to do the peula. We'll see later, furosh in the ritva. It's a peula. So l'chaure, the shlichas and shchitas kodshim is not the same parsha of the shlichas and trume and get and kiddushim. Two kind of parshas of shlichas. And what is interesting, that in the Gemara, it's mashma that we could learn out one from each other. Loi nichtoiv behanoch v'nigmor minei. Don't write truma in kodshim, and you'll learn it out from it. We see lechura, the shlichas ala maise is one kind of shlichas. Shlichas ala chalois is another kind of shlichas. And the Gemara is medame each other. The Gemara and medame one to each other, and the Gemara wants even to learn out one from each other. And then the Gemara says, maybe you can learn out from each other, because shayne kotshim shechen roi maaseh mal de shliach chode mi chode lo yaisa teisi chode mitrei lo yelichto be kotshim teisi mehanoch shechen chode tzul kotshim leno be geirushim teisi mehanoch avol in geirushim also from shlichas ala maise and also from shlichas ala chalois and lo yelichto rachmona be truma be teisi mehanoch and the Gemara stays like that. So we'll have to see that. It's a horror be pshat. Maybe it's not a kasha. Maybe the Gemara is medame all different kinds of maise shlichas. Could be the Gemara could be medame all different kinds of maise shlichas. Can't say. Can't say you could be medame. I'm just marimokoim that lechura is two different maisim of shlichas. And in Ratzicha everyone is masking, there's no chalois to be miyaches. And in chalois and kiddushin, it's not a din, the maise. To marry someone and he does the ma'i, he gives the chalois, he's mezakeh to me, the chalois kiddushin. It's not the his hands, I'm my hands. Shnei Kabbalah, maybe is something in between. But the hemshech will have to touch it, especially when the first test to me'oireh, that is the inyan. But let me hear tzachon, I'll learn the sugya kibshuta. Hodet nan chabura sho'ovat pischo, ve'omru le'echo tse ve'bakesh v'shchoit aleinu, ve'holach ve'motzo v'shochat, ve'hem lokhu v'shochtu. אם שלא ישחט רישן הוא אוכל משלוי והם אוכלים אימוי מינולו. What is the Gemara's kasha? How shlichas helps? What is the kasha? Why shlichas will not help? I will explain. Mechateisa that you have to come to a shlichas to ask a kasha how shlichas will help. Who said bichlal that the bailim needs to do the shchita? That you're asking me a kasha, how the shlichas works? Shlichas of what? Of the ma'isa akrove. Who said the bailim has to do the ma'isa akrove? You're asking a kasha. As a kiddushin, I understand. No one could marry someone else for me. I have to get married. I have to do the chalois. I have to buy a lady. How he could do it for me? Truma. I'm the owner. How he could do it for me? Aban korbanes, who said? Are the koyanim do the korbanes? They don't have to be shluchim. Who said that the shchite? If you learn gemores, broches, shchite ksheir bezar, a nes. Could have been a tzad. The shchite is not ksheir bezar, and the koyan has to do the shchite. So mechateisa bichlal that is a parsha shlichas that we asking a kasha minolon. How we know that it could work in the past? How we know that Yerim could do it? So, in Rashi is mashma, I want to boil it ois. First pshat. That the Gemara learned misvore, maybe midroshe, that in Kodshim, lav dafka Pesach, the Bailim needs to make the Maise Akrove. Lav dafka be Pesach. Where I see it? I see it in the first Rashi in the Sugya. Minolon. The shluchoi shel odom kamoisoi leshchitas kotshim. Rashi bichlal doesn't put the dogesh that the noise is dafka Pesach. The noise is kotshim. אז זה משמע עם רשי עם פסוחים. עם פסוחים דף זיין, עמוד בייס, the Gemara speak that some brochas you make al, and some brochas you say le. הוא say le הניח תפילין, al mitzvah תפילין. And the Gemara says, al you do when you don't have to do it yourself. Le you do when you have to do it. Frag the Gemara, al amile, why we do al amile? Zog the Gemara, lomul, the moil has to be mal, the moil is not mechuyev, so you could make al. Avi Aben makes lomul. Al ashchite, Gemara, you have to shecht, you don't have to eat meat. You have to shecht, you don't have to shecht. זאת בגמורה, פסח וקודשי מעיקה למימה, I have to do it myself. אין איך נעמי, you make le, זאת רשי. פסח וקודשי, הביילים נצטבו, דכסיב, וסומח יודוי ושוחת. בואי, סומח יודוי ושוחת. שתי דת הביילים has to do it, וסומח יודוי ושוחת. So Varshteit v'somach yodah v'shochat that the Bailim has to do it. So Shitas Rashi b'pashtes that is a chiyuv on the Bailim to do the Maisa Akrov and Kodshi. Taisis also is mashma like that, that is a chiyuv on the Bailim to do the Maisa Akrov and Kodshi. Taisis has a kasha and a maskone. We learn it out from v'shochto Yisrael kol hadas Yisrael. I have a different pasuk. It says in Parui Shel Aroin that Aroin has to be makriv. Mashma, that b'shar ha-korbones, the Bailim doesn't have to. So it takes me like this. An array is a din that the Bailim has to. Obviously, that b'shar ha-korbones is shliach. If we read the taste a second, we'll read them inside later. Vim teimar. Amayli yafim neshlichus ma'ani b'kodshim mishchilas parai shel Aroin. Midi itzach le'meimar she'er b'bailim by Aroin. Alma de Bishar Kodshim loy bein and bailim, the Teisarosh explains, Elama, it could help Shliach. Because Teisus is coming from the Hanoche, every Kodshim needs the bailim to shech. Without the bailim, it doesn't work. So why Aaron has to do it? Mashma, only Aaron can send the Shliach. Mashma, someone else could send the Shliach. But state in Teisus that the back when we start the sugyan, all of the kodshim, the bailim needs to make the ma'isa akrove and pesach and kodshim. How it could work? Medin shliach. So if we found a place that state that the shliach is shechting the pesach, so I the bailim is not shechting the pesach. There's a raya that shluch shalom kemaisoi. Frag the gemara minola. So the Fir Rashi, this is the way to learn the Gemara. That is a chiyuv and the bailim to shecht, Pesach and Kodshim. This is the reason Rashi says Pesach and Kodshim. Also the Gemara says Pesach and Kodshim. May le frayg the Gemara, binayin sheshluch sholem kemoisa. So this is the way lefi tesis, as is mashma in the Rashi and Psochim. About it, the order will be that this is the first place that we found in Shas that a shliach shechts a korban. Pesach alamol is mashma that you could send. Why you had to bring dafka this case? Rabbi Seinu achroinim ha'oimed on that. Aber mikol mokim lefi Rashi, the pshutei shel the kasha is val kodshim needs shchitas bailim. What is the pasuk v'somach v'shochat and ala kodshim leumas them. Shita Sateisus HaRoshir that all of the Kodshim don't need a Bailim to Shecht. Forget, he answers Teisus's Kashe. Only Aroi needed to do it. Shar Kodshim, you Bichlal don't need Bailim. Ve'afilu Oimed V'Tzeveach, Teisus HaRosh. Ve'afilu Oimed V'Tzeveach. Even if the Bailim says, I don't want it, we don't ask. For the Maise Shchita, we don't need a Bailim. So the Fidat is Harosh, so what is the Gemara's Kasha? What is the Gemara's Kasha? It's no Kasha. What do you ask? Minolon, you don't need to work mitzad shlichas. Attacker doesn't have to work mitzad shlichas. So what is the Gemara's Kasha? You don't need shlichas. The answer is, Zok de Pnei Yeshua. The Gemara is not asking how the other person could shecht. The Gemara is asking, the other person shechted. Now, And you shecht, if you shecht, if they shecht before him, their korban takes place. If he shecht first, his korban takes place. Mashma, but if they didn't shecht first, and he shecht first, so his korban takes place. Even if already they were mafrish a different Pesach. What is the raya? Because it says, if they shecht first, they stopped him. Mashma, but if they did all the preparations till shechting, and he shecht first, his korban is good. If it's not midin shlichas, so why is shechting them from a Pesach? Stop, because you could shecht Pesach for Yenim. But if Yenim already decided that he has a different korban, your shechita is not chal. If you his shliach, so he gave you a koyach to do a Pesach for him, so you did a Pesach for him. But if it's not midin shliches, so what? Stop. I take a Pesach and I shecht. But the Bailim already found a different one. And it's mashma that if the Bailim found a different one, and he shecht, his first. Only if the Bailim shecht, they manage to win him. So the raya from the Gemara is taken dafka from this Mishnah. State in the Mishnah that if he shecht before them, his korban is korban. If it's not working in the parsha of shliches, so why his korban is a korban? They already decided that they have a different Pesach. If a person comes to Beis HaMikdash, first he has one Pesach, then he decides that he has a different Pesach, and the Kohen shechts the first, it's Golish. It's not a Pesach. It's a Lochen Kohen Pesach, Nimni v'choizim v'nimni, v'moishchim yedeyim. If he's a Shliach, he has a Koyach to make a Pesach, he has a Koyach, so Kilu the Bailim, you write that the Bailim did a different Pesach, then the Bailim decided to go back to his first one, and the Bailim shechts in that. So lechura, we have two drochim how to learn the Gemara. One derech kipshuto that is a chiyuv and the bailim to shech. I'll over and kochi nafka pesach. This is what Loshon Rashi. Frag the Gemara if it's a chiyuv and the bailim. So how that person made the shchitas pesach for them? This is the way Tesis and we could learn in Rashi pshat in the Ritva. Or not? The Saron says was no chiyuv bichlal and the bailim to shech, even if they don't want. We could shech without them. So what is the Gemara's kasha? So the Pnei Yeshua, the Gemara's kasha is becheshbon. From the fact that if he shech before his korban is toifes, if he's not a shliach, his korban will not take place and his korban will not be toifes.
He didn't say
how
did they shech for him?
What?
He didn't tell him to shech.
How did
they shech for him?
I didn't discuss that chelik. The Gemara doesn't bring down that chelik.
Sure.
So I said again, that's chelik what I'm saying now. I didn't get to that chelik, right? I'm not using that day shecht. I'm asking, he shecht for them. We're not discussing that day shecht for him. We don't need it now. For what we said till now, we need it. I'm asking for what we said till now, we need it? No. Why? I discussed how Deket Pasul is. The Gemara is not discussing it. The Gemara is being a raya from him. We don't bring the Sefer. It doesn't have here the Sefer. We don't have the Sefer here. The Gemara doesn't want that we'll be Isaac now in the Sefer. L'cha'ure, if we go back to Shitas Rashi, that this is the easy way to learn the Gemara. The easy way to learn the Gemara. That is a chiyuv shchita and the Bailim. So the Achroinim came with a shayla. Bepashtas they learned in Rashi that it's me'akev. That the shchita's Bailim is me'akev. It's not only an inyan lekatchile that the Bailim would do it. The shchita's Bailim is me'akev. Why I'm saying that? Because if the shchita's Bailim is not me'akev, so what is the Gemara's kasha? Is an Indian that the Bailim will do it, but Lemaisa Hishech, so Lemaisa it's kosher. If we're learning like Rashi, Lechura we're learning Pshat, that Shchitas Bailim is Me'akev. This is the way the Milchas Boruch and the Pnei Yeshua, the Milchas Chinuch understood in the beginning B'das Rashi, that it has to be that it's Me'akev. Because if we learn in Pshat that the Gemara's kasha is how they shecht, and if how that person shechti yarei is not a ba'ilim, obviously shlichus helps. Why? Because the din ba'ilim, so how he does it for them? Muchach that shchita helps al yedei shaliach. Maybe it doesn't help, and it's chal b'di'evit. So muchach that we learn in pshat that shchita's ba'ilim is me'akev b'di'evit. Fregen de achroinim. It's very schwer to say that shchita's ba'ilim be me'akev b'di'evit. It's a halacha that a goy could bring korbanos. Ain't shlichus le'akum. What do you say? He shechts himself. Akum is possible to shecht. So how is a pasuk? What? Long night. This is where I didn't want to go into that. I was kidding. I was saying chul nazar. You told me how you going. You don't tell me a long night. So I only asked those two questions. Mishnah says call Yisrael, maybe a long knife. We'll see later. It's a sugya here of long knives. Mikol Makoim, so how Akum could be Makri Vakol? Noidrim v'noidim nedoves ki Yisrael. He can't send the shliach and he can't do it himself. If it's not Me'akim, by a goy, Mekanish. It was coming up, Mekanish. But if it's Me'akim, as I fake the Achop Ne Yeshua. So Nisha says, maybe by Akum is no mitzvah. Another Achroinim has a better kasha. Achroinim has another kasha. Celebes of his doiraisa, the Gemara says, you could memane a cotton ala Pesach. How you shecht for the cotton? Ein shlichus lekot. Kotten kein shech. Muf le samoch le ish, kotten le 5 years old. You can't, the kotten doesn't. So how you can shech for the kotten, celebrate yourself as the reis? So the achroinim want to say, bedas Rashi, the shchitas bailim is not me'akev. They have a diuk in Loshon Rashi and Psochim. Rashi says, Pesach v'kodshim hochenami shenitztavu al ha-shchita. Not that it's me'akev. They want to learn a diuk in our Rashi to answer a question from yesterday that Rashi learned that it's not me'akev. Look in Rashi. First, when the Gemara said Minolon and Truma, the second line, Minolon the Shliach Toira. Here Rashi didn't say Minolon the Shliach Shoichet. You don't need Shlichus, it's not Me'akev. Minolon the Kamoisoi. But not Minolon the Shoichet. It's not Me'akev. It's not Me'akev. Minolon that he could do it. But not Minolon the Shliach. And Truma, without the Bailim, you can't be Mafrish Trume. So Minolon, that he could do it. Masha'enkin here, we're not asking Minolon that he could do it. So what is the Gemara's Kasha? So maybe Take, the Shliach does it, you're not Yoitze the Mitzvah, nobody have it, you have a Korban Pesach. Zog Dor Sameach, what we said again, B'Shem Lepnei Yeshua. The Gemara is bringing a raya. Arik, they had a different Pesach. If it's not midin shliches, so when he's shechting, while they already were mafresh a different one, even if they didn't shecht it, they were choizer from the minui. So his Pesach will not be moitzi them. From the fact that state that they have to be yoitzer with his Pesach, vice versa, he's a shliach. And if he shecht and he was moitzi them. So let me mesak him first, the tchilas pshata Gemara. Make it clear. The Gemara is asking a kasha, Minolon. What is the kasha? So you have one way to learn that we learn b'shitas Rashi that shchitas kodshim is bebailim dafke, and it's me'akev b'di'evet. This is what the Achronim Amol learned b'das Rashi, and Tesis is muchach that it's me'akev b'di'evet. The Bailim need to shech. We'll have to answer if he tastes how cotton, how akum. I heard it. What's mean cotton and akum? But shchitas Bailim is me'akev b'di'evet. But mele the Gemara's kasha is very easy. We have a yesoid, and Loshon they're Madai coaching. Chashis is coaching. We have a Yisoy that the Bailim have to do it. How this guy does it? This is the Kasha. Avada, what is not Gishmak in this chart? There's so much Mishnayas that Shlichim could shech. Punk. You have to ask him this Mishnah? Yeah. This is one way. The Teisarosh learns is Bichlan no Din Bailim, Chutz from Pesach. There's no Din Bailim Chutz from Pesach. So what is the Gemara's Kasha? And here I want to be Moisif. Maybe you tell me, okay, but in Pesach is a Din Bailim. So the Gemara is asking a Kasha. This is Ameratzis to say that. Someone that doesn't know how to learn says it. Again, we're asking a Kasha. What is the Gemara's Kasha? Lefi Rashi, Kochi. How this guy, the Shliach Shecht, he's only a Shliach. Milolon Sheshuvam Kemoisei, and we learn from Yeshua Ben Korcho, Mikan Shekol Yisrael, Mishochto Yisikol Adas Yisrael, Shlucha Shalom Kemoisei. Lefid Teis HaRosh is no Din Bailim Chutz from Pesach. And Pori Sholar. But there's no Din Bailim. So what is the Gemara's Kasha? So some want to answer, say that. Oh, but Pesach has a Din Bailim. So Bemele, we're asking in Pesach. No. That you're not allowed to say. Why you're not allowed to say that? Because the Gemara didn't know the Pasuk of Shochto Yisikol Galadaz Yisrael. If the Gemara knew that Pasuk, so state in that Pasuk, Sheshur Shalom Kimo Yisrael. Well, they knew it, but they were not medaying the call, and the Gemara answered the call. No. Zogin de Achroinim, the Gemara did not ask. Because she thought that in Pesach is a din shchita bebailim, and this is what she asked. No. She was asking a different kasha. Like we said in the Pnei Yeshua. Val shtei that hivishecht, sheloi kosher and sheloi imposu. Even that they're already memana a different Pesach, if he's not a bailim, in the minute that they were mafrish a different Pesach, even if they didn't shecht, they don't have shaykhis to this korban. If he shechts, it's not their korban. From the fact that if he shechts, it's their korban, obviously he's a shliach and he's kivei Hashem. Now we went number three. We said the same teira even b'das Rashi, even that das Rashi that state in Psochim Dav Zayin Amud Beis that is a mitzvah shchit and it's tavu abaylim neshochto nichsi veshochat v'somach. But Rashi doesn't mean that it's me'akev b'di'evit. One of the rayas is, Rashi says in Psochim, v'shochat v'somach, smicha is not me'akev b'di'evit, that he most... V'meir shchit is also not me'akev b'di'evit. And they also have a kasha from Akum, they have a kasha from Cotton, medayek loshen Rashi bayos. The answer is, Ogen d'achoyni, minchas chinuch, minchas boruch, the Yeshua, Rashi doesn't know that's Me'akev B'di'evit. If it's not Me'akev B'di'evit, so what is the Gemara's Kasha? Like the Dor Sameach in Perek Gimel, Yishus, and Ilchas Mikvoes. The same thing when Ibn Yeshua, we say L'Bidas HaTeis HaRosh. The Gemara is only asking, if you tell me that it's not Midin Shliach, so he's Tam Shech. So if after they send the Shliach, they took a different Pesach, even if they didn't Shecht, and then the first person found the Pesach and he Shecht, they're already not a part of that Pesach. Nimnim v'choizim v'nimnim. If he's a Shliach, so they give him the Koyach. And they were never mevatel it. They could be mine on other Pesach, but they were never mevatel the Shlichas. So while they were never mevatel the Shlichas, so he goes and he's makriba Pesach, but mainly his korban is korban. So legufam shel dvorim, that will have pshat. Good. We have two ways in the kushi of the Gemara. Maybe you call it three. Nainu lefi Rashi, the Gemara's kasha is a din shchita bekotchim bebailim. How that person did it? And lefi the Rishonim, we're saying lefi Teis HaRosh. And if we say lefi Rashi, it's not mehakev. The kasha is not how he did it. Why shaloi chal? Are they already have a different Pesach? The Talmud says vayis tois. He's a bailim vayis. He's a shliach and he has a koyach. And if you want to say a doichak, then lefi Teis HaRosh is no mitzvah shchita chutz from Pesach, and Pesach is a din bailim, and it's is a din me'akev, and the Gemara already knew that, she didn't know the drosha, and this is what she meant. Lo nistaba. One more chelik, it's a kochim dikevot, but it's very negeya to the avonas advorim and the hemshach. Zog de milchas boruch, I want to clear a shaila. And the tzad that shchitas bailim is me'akev, at least in Pesach. What is the pshat that shchitas bailim is me'akev? He could send the shliach. About it. But if he doesn't send the shliach, it's me'akev. Right? Like this, we started with Das Rashi, so Teisa Roshna, then we said Levi Rashi also, it's not mashma that it's me'akev. And Teisa says it's mashma that it's me'akev. If it's me'akev, what is the pshat? Skirov also spoke it out sometimes. I'll tell you two tzedodim. One side that it's me'akev, like, what would be if a koyen, you have to makriv a korban. A koyen has to be makriv the korban. What would be if instead of the koyen, a Yisrael shech the korban? The Yisrael made the zrika. Right? The halacha is normal. Who has to do it? The koyen. Koyen has to do zrika. Instead of the koyen doing zrika, a Yisrael did a zrika. So the korban is possible, right? Why the korban is possible? Well, why the korban is possible? It's a psalm of zrika. You have to. A kohen has to do it. Not a Yisrael. If you make a zrika by night instead of by day, it's possible. Yeah. Why? A guy writes tefillin. It's possible. So you could say, who has to shech the korban? The bailim. As maybe normal, the kohen has to do it. Here, the bailim has to do it. Hashem chose kohanim, and legabe this, he chose bailim. Right? This is one way. Hashem chose bailim to do it. If the bailim don't do it, it doesn't work. There's another way to understand. It's not that mitzad the bailim have to do it. Without that, it's not a korban. Is a mitzvah and the bailim to shecht. And if the bailim didn't do their mitzvah, it's not oile l'shem bailim. The korban will be kosher, but the bailim are not yoytze yedei chayvosom. And while the bailim are not yoytze yedei chayvosom, so Pesach that is no kosher v'le'olu l'bailim shem chayvo. But mainly it's possible. But now that it's a din in the korban, again, the first side I'm saying it's a din in the korban, and the second thing, not it's a din in the korban, it's a din that the bailim has to do it. I know it sounds the same, but I will explain. We're going in our Gemara for the first ma'ala that the Gemara is asking a kasha, is a din shechitah bebailim, so why is b'dieved kosher, right? I don't understand. If it's a din that the bailim has to shecht, why? If not the bailim, it's like a Yisrael. This shliach is one of the bailim or not? This guy that went to look for the Pesach, he was one of the bnei chabura or not? Rashi says that he was one of the bnei chabura. So who shech the korban? A bailim or a stranger? A bailim. So the korban is kosher. Ah, it was the most kosher. What is the most kosher? Who shech the korban? The bailim. All the bailim after shecht. Apitona. Vade. Why a vade? I'm not asking within shlichas. If we say that if the bailim don't shecht, klabi the korban Hashem said, normally koyanim do the avoido. Here I said the bailim do the avoido. All of the bailim have to do the avoido. A guy that is a bailim could do the avoido. He's a bailim, he could do the avoido. So what is the Gemara's kasha bichlal? This is the raya from the Minchas Boruch. Simen Yudalet. Zog the Minchas Boruch is a raya that even in the tzad that it's me'akev shchitas bailim, it's not mitzad that as evi a koyen has to do the avoido, the bailim has to do the avoido. You need the bailim. Why you need the bailim? You need the bailim because it's a din and the bailim that they have to be makriv their korban. The bailim have to be makriv their korban. If the bailim are not makriv their korban, we're missing out. If the bailim are not makriv their korban, we're missing out. We need the bailim to be makriv their korban. What we're missing out? The mitzvah of the bailim. Could have been the halacha kosher v'le'olu l'bailim l'shem choyvo. Shem Pesach is no musa kosher v'le'olu l'bailim l'shem choyvo. But the korban is not possible. The bailim has a miss. I'll give you a marshal. Zokim Minchas Baruch. Koifi Moisei Atshiyoim HaRoitze Ani. If he doesn't, it's not Roitze, Korban is not kosher. It's not a din in the Korban. It's a din in the Akrov of the Bailim that he has to do it Lirtzoinoi. If there's no Bailim, there's no Korban. But the Chisorin is in the Bailim. The Chisorin is not in the Maisa Shchita of the Pesach. The Chisorin is, if the Bailim want to be Yoitze with this Korban, if the Bailim want to be Yoitze with this Korban, the only way the Bailim could be Yoitze with the Korban is if they Shecht. If they don't Shecht, they're not Yoitze with the Korban. Oh, but not Mitzad that the Korban needs it. Because if the Mitzad that the Pshat is, the Tnai in the Maaseh Shechita cannot be a Zar, cannot be, it has to be a Bailim. One Bailim is also enough, Zog the Michas Boruch. One Bailim is also enough. The vote is, it's not mitzvah that the Korban needs a Bailim, it's not mitzvah that the Korban needs a Bailim, no, the Bailim, to be Yoitze the Pesach, they need their Akrove. Well, it's a plain vote. I don't know if it's later, it makes a lot of nafkamina in the Teiras, as we were talking about in the Sugya. What?
How do you stay a Bailim? They already want another Pesach.
Klapp is shlichus, not shlichus. They didn't decide. They made him a shliach.
He's one of the
bnei chabur.
He's also a
bailim. He's also a bailim, but so he's yoitze, but they cannot be yoitze. It's not. This is already not together. If you're the first mahalach, the shnei that they're yoitze, and the gemara is asking the kasha how the yoitze. The tell us is midin shlichus. He's yoitze them.
To give them the
yes, they were a bailim. They didn't stop.
They're asking not to be a bailim.
Again, they're not mevatel him. They just made another minu. We're going with the second chelik. We explain at the mahal that we're not learning that it's mitzat ma'akeh b'di'evet. You can't use both parts in the same as both. One mahalach is the gemara is kipshuto. We're not going into that bichlal davar. With the raya is tam. How the yoitze? Are you have to have bailim? Are b'di'evet it's ma'akeh? The answer is shliach. This is the first hesbel, the regular hesbel, when you learn the sugya. How the yoitza with the korban is a din shchita bebailim, and if there's no shchita bebailim, it's me'akev b'di'evet. How the yoitza, and the answer is a shliach. We didn't go now to how the chazoras work. The second mahalach was you bichlal don't need to be a bailim. It's not me'akev b'di'evet bichlal, and the korban is kosher anyways. And then the kasha. So what is the gemara's kasha? And now we said a whole different shot. Is a chazorah here, because be'etzim they were mafrish on other Pesach, and while he's a shliach, they're giving him a koyach, and they don't want to be choyza. That was the second mahalach. We'll go back to the Gemara, Levan. So let me learn the Gemara. Frek the Gemara evodet nan chabur eshovat pischo, v'omru le'echot tse v'bakish v'shchoyt oleinu, v'olach v'motzo v'shochat, v'hem lokchu v'shochtu. Again, they were never mevatel the shlichus, make it klo. But mainly he's a shliach. Just if it's no shlichus, so he's not a shliach, so why is shechting? Stop! He comes over to the korban and he does what he wants. Then we said, if they have a different Pesach, when he does it stam, it doesn't count for them. If he's a shliach, it counts for them. If he's not a shliach, it doesn't count for them. This was the avodas advorim bepshat ha-gemorim. אם שלא נשחד רישן הוא אוכל משלוי והם אוכל מימוי, מנול. חיתם את הנלף מהנח, מהנח שאני יש להם חול אצל קושי. זוג בגמור נפקלים את רבי ישוע בן קורחו. תאומר רבי ישוע בן קורחו, מניין ששלוחו של אודם כמו ישראל, שנמר ושוחתו ישראל כל קהל הדס ישראל בין הארבעים. כי כל הקהל כולם שייכתים, ולא ינשיכת אלו איכות, אלו מכאן ששלוחו של אודם כמו ישראל. זה סתם לגופי של ראיה, it's two ways. The Tesis HaRosh says the Gemara is going here command the Omar Bechulin that only one person could shecht. Two people are not allowed to shecht together. Because if two people could shecht together, what is the kasha? And the Yeshua says even if two people could shecht together, but it's not the Metzias, the Gans Klal Yisrael will shecht together. It says B'shochto Yisrael Kol Kehal Adas Yisrael, obviously that it's going mitzad shlichas. The Sarosh says, no, we're going to command the Omar, Echot Sheikhet, Ve'en Shtaim Sheikhet. But either way, So stehen wir schocht euch die Kolke an das Israel, mikan she schluche של Adam כמו Yisrael. Lama zan teismes. Nafkelim Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho. Ve'im toim ha'aramai lo yoliv deshlichas me'ani bekotshi, mishchid as paroi של Aaron. Again, steht in Posuk that Aaron had to shecht his korban himself. Ve'le Yisrael me'im arshi ha'bailim gilichsiv ve'shochad as parachad asher shaloi. Michlad b'shar kotshim loy b'inen b'aylim. We explain not loy b'inen b'aylim b'chlal, b'inen b'aylim. No shlichas help, and only by Aaron. Aaron has to do it himself without shlichas. And why Aaron has to do it himself without shlichas? Other gzeres hakosuf, or because no one could do it for Aaron because Aaron is a kohen gadol, and the shliach is never the madregev kohen gadol on Yom Kippurim. But mainly, if it's a din that Aaron will do it, no one could do what Aaron could do in Yom Kippurim. And we mentioned already that Teis HaRosh says it's not a kasha. Fakel. Aaron is a din bailim, so he had to do it. B'shar Korbonis is no din bailim. But Teis learns that B'shar Korbonis is also din bailim, just it helps with such shlichas. And here again, state in Teis that it's me'akev b'di'evet. Because if Tesis were learning that Shlichus, that it's not Me'akev b'di'evet, he could have answered by Aaron it's Me'akev b'di'evet, and B'shar Mekoyim is it's only a mitzvah. Tesis learns klor that B'shar Korbonis is a bailim, is mitzuvah to shecht, and only Shliach could help. The Yeshleimar, the Hodim Ma'atina Miparui Shel Aaron, Hainu Chatas Dafko, Dumi de Parui Shel Aaron, Vainu Taimim Shel Dbechatas Ksiv Oysoy Afilu Baal Korchoy. If he would be in front of us, we will force him. Dinu shiyase shliach. Aber shar korbonos den makrivim baal kocho la yadinu shiyachlase shliach ilav de nafkelim Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch. We'll start me'akal el hakol. It's a thesis about a batish teretz. What was my kash? Hashem said that Aaron has to do himself. Mashma shar korbonos, you could do with a shliach. Yes, again, to learn in Teisvis, we know all of Korbonos need Bailim. That we know. And it says that Aaron has to do himself. Mukhat, but Shal Korbonos, you can do a Shliach. So Teisvis, no. Shal Korbonos, you can't do a Shliach. So why have a posuk that Aaron has to do himself? Anyway, you have to do himself. In Chatos, that you could force people, I would think that a person could do a Shliach. Of them state, no. Normally you could do a shliach, Aaron cannot do. But the motion in Pesach is no tzad that you could do shliach. So I would think only in Chatoes you could send a shliach. So again, so what is my kasha? My kasha is learn out from Aaron that it says that all of the korbanos you need bailim and state that only Aaron could do it. Mucha the b'shar korbanos shliach could do it. Teretz says normally shliach cannot do it. Shar Chatoes you could do it. Right, this is the Pshat HaTesis. So now, come, we'll take the point, and we'll try to build it how much we could. So Tesis says in Yesoid, that you write, I have a moker that b'chatois you could send the shliach. Why b'chatois you could send the shliach? Because you could force the person. Why you could force the person? She said, Yaki voice ba'al kocho. While you could force the person, he could send the shliach. So first we have to understand below this. While you could force a person, it's easier to send a shliach. Something that you could force the person, it's easier to send a shliach. As they state in Tesis. So we send Gerushin. First, Frank the Marsha, Balabatish. It's not true. State in the Gemara, Chai v'chatoes ein memashkini moisom. Chai v'korbonos memashkinim oisom. The halacha is punkt verkehrt. Chatoes ein memashkinim oisom. Korbonos memashkinim oisom. The halacha is the opposite. Chatos you don't force. Chatos you don't force. Shal korbonos you force. So the din of Tesis is not emes. Zog de karne rehem, that is not a kasha. The reason Chai v'chatoes ain't memashkinim oisom, zog de gemore, because we know he will do it anyways, because he wants to do tshuva. Shal korbonos, we're nervous he will not do it. So the Marshal says that it's fakert, it's not emes. But it doesn't answer you. Ah, so be'etzem everything you could be memashkin. So everything you could force. So it's weiter not true. So what Taisus is answering? I would think in Chatois you could send the shliach because you could force. Shal Kurbonis that you can't force, you can't send the shliach. Shal Kurbonis that you can't send the shliach. Anything you could force. Chatois you could force. God, you don't have to force. Shal Kurbonis, you also force. Zog de Chasim Sefer. B'shal Kurbonis, koifi moisa at shiyoyim ha-roitze ani. So it says, lirtzoinoi. And Chatos, it says, yakrivoi, so you force him even without saying roitze ani. So b'kol mokoyim, so in Chatos, you could force him. Masha'ingen, b'shal Kurbonis, you can't force him. Masha says also, fakel. But we will stick to this mahalach and tesis. So what is tesis answer? I would think that only in Chatos you could send the shliach because you could force the person. Masha'ingen b'shar korbonis that you can't force him, and you could force him, but till he says roitzani, you can't send the shliach. Till here, it's glad. It's a kasha that Reb Nochem asked. I don't hold so much that it's a very stark kasha, but I wanted to tell you good the kasha. Reb Nochem giboit the whole sugi on this kasha. We'll see if we'll get to the Torah or not. About our shtel de kasha. What is the aloha that you force? What is the aloha you force a person to do chatos? What you force him to do what? He doesn't want to be makiv chatos. Memashkini moise. What is memashkini moise? They go to his house and what they do? What? They take money. So they force him to be makiv or they force him to be mafrish? They force him to mafrish the kol. What is the shaykhis legabi the shlichas and the maisa akrove? We're discussing the shlichas and the maisa akrove. Val, you could force a person to chatos, so mele you could send the shliach. Masha'ekin b'shar zachen we don't force. We force a person b'chatos to what? To be mafrish the chatos. Chayve chatos memashkin imoisom. He doesn't want to bring it. We force him to bring it. Shtey that we force him to send the shliach to be makriv. It says yakriv oisoy. We force him to bring it. What is this reason? Because we force him to bring it. It to be a reason that he could send the shliach to the Maisa Akrova? This is the kasha. Just to hear the kasha. Taisus answer that from Parish Shel Aharon is not a right that he could send the shliach, because only in Chatos you could send the shliach, while Oisei Afilu Baal Korchoi Memashkinim Oisoi Shar Korbonis not. Chadasim Oisoi. Yakriv Oisoi. You could force him to bring it. So I will think that he could send the Shliach. What is the longness because you could force him to bring it? I don't know. Bal Koch. But I will think that you could send the Shliach. Frank Rav Nochem, the force doesn't say that you could force him to send the Shliach to be Makriv. You could force him to be Mafrish the Korbon. We found that because of the, he could force him to be mafrish the korban, it will be a reason that he could send the shliach. This is the Reb Nochem Ze'ore. Now, I want to be masbir. I don't think it's a very stark ore for two reasons. One reason I think it's not such a stark ore when it says that you could force him to bring a korban, if it's a din that he has to shech, mistom is included in that din that you could force him to shech. If it says you could force him to bring a korban, and it's a halacha that he has to shech, so mistame you could give him to hit him till he shechs. So the same yakriv oisoi that said that you could force him to bring the animal, mistame the same yakriv oisoi will say that you could force him to shech. Mistamet will be the same force that he could shecht. The one reason I don't think it's such a starke ore. Second reason I don't think that it's such a starke ore. The Gemara later says, maybe learn out from Trume and Kochim to get Ma le'anoch shechen yeshnom b'machshove. Right, this is what the Gemara says. Ma le'anoch shechen yeshnom b'machshove. What is kochim b'machshove? Yaakov, what is kochim b'machshove? Ma le'anoch shechen yeshnom b'machshove. What is b'machshove? What? When you have leiv. What? When you have leiv. What? You don't have to shech, you look at the cow? When you have leiv in a korban. When you bring it. So why is the reason that you could send a shliach? If it's a kula in the parsha, it's a kula in the parsha. So if it's a kula that you could force him Baal Kochoy to be mafrish the korban, so b'meile, maybe he could send a shliach. Again, Reb Nochem felt that this is the kasha of the sugya. Reb Nochem felt that this is the kasha of the sugya. Taisus brings down a teretz, the loikat de sarosh, that the reason we can't learn out from Paroi Shel Aroin is because Paroi Shel Aroin, you could force him to bring it, so while you could force him to bring it, he could send the shliach. Well, no, you could force him to bring it. It's not a reason that he could send the shliach. Force someone to do something, he could do a shliach also, and the same thing. But now that it's a kula, it's not a kula in the whole parsha. One ore, second ore, I'm saying, vice maybe we could answer, not like that, we don't know what. Second, we're saying, we see later in Mashiach Shema Machshava that it's a kula in the parsha. But Reb Nochem felt that this is a kasha. The second kasha Reb Nochem felt that he has to answer. And Taisus is muchach that shchitas bailim is me'akev b'di'evet. Right? Taisus learns that all of the kochim you have to have a bailim. And it's me'akev b'di'evet. You could send a shliach. When Aaron can't send a shliach, it's me'akev b'di'evet. Taisus learns that shchitas kochim is dafka b'bailim. And he learned that b'kol ha'tirikula you could send a shliach, and Aaron cannot send a shliach. We have the kasha, so how a goy sends a korban? So how a cotton is makir a korban? You can't send a shliach. We had that kasha when we learned Rashi. He said all the achronim decided that maybe Rashi is not mashma b'di'evet. But in Tesis is mashma b'di'evet. If in Tesis is mashma b'di'evet, so how cotton does it? How Akum does it? Are it's me'akev b'di'evet? Again, it's not such a kasha. Maybe Akum doesn't have a mitzvah. Maybe cotton is an andere parsha. It's not such a kasha. It's not such a me'akev dike kasha. But these are two ha'ores as medav zogim pshat. So we'll have to see how much we have to say pshat in that. That is one chelik of the sugi that we have to see. There's another chelik here, Zagmor and Menoches. And then we have the second chelik, the Teisarosh and the Ritvos Kashe. How we know, we'll have to see tomorrow if they ask the Kashe that I'm saying in their name. How we know that it's mitzad shluchay shel odom kemoisoy. Maybe v'shochtu oisei kol kehal adas Yisrael is midin zochin. How we know that it's mitzad shluchay shel odom kemoisoy? Maybe it's mitzad zochin. We'll speak about it.